doing? You're not having that now, Paul. I'm supposed to be doing this thing.
That's the delicious flavour of a Van Meer's premium quality advocaat.
Right.
Made using free range egg Cecil. It's premium. Made to their traditional recipe.
Is it?
14% alcohol.
Oh, can I have a swig? Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Cecil. You like it? Ruminate. Cogitate.
Oh, Paul, that's smooth.
Tis, isn't it?
If that were music, that would be some delicious saxophone smooth jazz. Performed on the banks of Chester.
You mean the banks of the river at Chester that you showed me in my stag night? Yes, remember, Cecil?
I do remember it. Yes, beauty it was.
Right then. Well, hello, everybody. What we're doing today is because Cecil kept getting emotional and weepy that there was no more podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I said, well, I've only got one diary, Cecil. You know.
Yeah.
We can't just make it up every day.
No.
It would get very confusing.
Yeah.
And then Cecil reminded me that I do actually have another diary.
Yeah.
From the year 2003.
Yeah.
We're going back 16 years into the past.
Yeah.
Reaching back to those ghosts, those other worlds, those distant lands, never to be travelled again.
Yes.
Only they will be travelled again through the medium of memories and me reading my diary out to you, like what I just did for the past year.
Yes.
Sorry, Cecil.
It's all right, Paul. You're allowed to be as short as you like.
Oh, sorry.
Bless you. Yeah.
It's just after Christmas. Yes. It's the 2nd of January, actually, today.
Yes.
Both me and Cecil are just getting back from a shopping trip. We've walked up an hill. We're both a bit fatigued, aren't we, Cecil?
I'm not. It's Christmas. Everybody gets poorly over Christmas. It's just what happens, Paul. It's nature's way, isn't it?
Yeah, bloody is.
Yes.
Bastard.
So, our last diary reading year was Paul's diary, and this one is technically Paul's diary too, but it's from so long ago, Paul.
Yeah.
I want more input, please. I want to say more than just the dates, please.
Well, you can do, Cecil, because I've read a little bit of it. Some of it may seem familiar, because you remember that diet I went on with that beast?
Yes.
That I seem to have already done that, but I think it's a bit different in this diary. So what we're going to do is, because some of the pages are quite short, of the diary entries are just like 15th of March, ate some crisps, that's it, that's all there is. So we're going to have a little chat around the beginning and the end of the reading, and maybe just have a bit of a ramble chat. But for now, for the first week of diary reading, from my 2003 diary, way back when. Can you even remember what the world was like then, Cecil? Remind us of what 2003 was like for your average everyday pensioner.
Right. Well, 16 years ago, the world was a very, very different landscape. You had, at this time, I think there was a lot of sofa adverts going on the televisuals. Reality television was probably at its peak.
Right.
I imagine there was a Big Brother at some point.
Oh, right.
Never mind that, Paul. Let's just get on with your reading. Let's just crack on with what everybody is desperate to hear.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, here we go. My 2003 January diary, as written by me. Gets in red for some reason, but that's interesting. Right, page one. Here we go. Just click on. Right, okay, here we go. So this is the diary reading. Cecil, if you would like to... Oh, no, hang on, don't say 1st of January yet. I've got to read this boilerplate bit of text. So here we go. Welcome to the Paul Fax 2003 diary. Just a note to you, dear reader. This diary is a culmination of several inputs. What do I mean by this? Well, I'll tell you. Right, Now, firstly, I have a dictaphone, where if I want to make a diary entry in the present tense, then I'll speak right into it and transcribe it as live later into the diary. Secondly, I'll also be writing retrospectively, so my writing style will be in the past tense. Now, it may confuse and even upset you, but that's just the style I'm most comfortable writing to you, so you're just going to have to grin and bear it, dear diary, because, you know, it might be confusing, but that's just what's going to happen. Past tense, current tense, all the tenses. Future tense, maybe, if I'm predicting the future like a Mystic Meg might. Okay.
1st of January 2003. In the year of our 2003, isn't it?
Well, hello to you, my new dear diary. Now, I have to warn you that last year's dear diary was very dynamic, thought-provoking, and very well written. You, dear diary, will have one hell of a job ahead of you. Well, I do, because, you know, you don't write yourself, do you, dear diary? Well, a new year, a new diary, and soon a new Paul Fax. For you see, this year, I hope to, number one, get married. Number two, get a major film role. Number three, grow in height and not in width. Number four, move out of my parents' house. Number five, write a complete 365-page book. Will I achieve any of these? I don't know. But this diary will be a record of everything that's transpired in this year, or it's about to transpire this year. The year of 2003. The year of Paul Fax. Also, this diary will serve as a handy place to write down all of my innermost thoughts and secrets in one easily readable place. Rather than keeping more to myself, I'll write down all the things I don't want to tell people so that, you know, I've got a record of them, but no one will ever dare find out. Well, that is until it gets published, of course, on some kind of papery medium. There's no other format in which a book could be mass-produced, not in 2003. Nobody else will read it otherwise unless, well, unless it gets stolen or, you know, read by mummy and daddy. You see, it is my hope that this diary, once published, will become as well-renowned as Anne Frank's. Or Hitler's diary, either which is fine, I'm not bothered which. It's just recognition I'm after and some money. Maybe not the Hitler one. Maybe someone like Russ Abbott, you know. I haven't read his diary, but I'm sure it's rich, powerful, and has a very happy atmosphere. I thank you for 1st of January. That was my New Year's resolution. I thank you.
2nd of January.
That's all.
2nd of January.
Oh, that hill walk's done me no favours, Cecil.
Shut up.
Don't know, come on. Let's be jaunty.
Right, sorry, 2nd of January.
Oh, Christmas is over. All my board games are now boring. Aunt Beryl has gone home, and I guess I'll have to start writing my thank you letters. Why? I'm not thankful. All I got was a mug from Aunt Beryl saying, the world's chubbiest lover, on it. And from Uncle Stanley I got an old jet poster from ITV's Gladiators. Yes, she's in a leotard, but she's got a bloody massive mullet. It's ridiculous and not in the least bit sexual. Tony sent me a bunch of roses, but I'm not thanking him. I'm not even speaking to him after what he did.
3rd of January.
Today we spent mostly eating nuts and roses. Ow, bit my lip then. Nuts and roses. The chocolates, not the flowers Tony sent me. And we watched Last of the Summer Wine Christmas special. Oh, Thora, you were so lovely.
4th of January.
Told you they went quick, didn't I, ladies and gentlemen? 4th of January. The Christella Christmas guests have left now. Oh, we're back at Christella. I forgot about that. That's a long time ago, isn't it? I might burp. Just a little burp there for you. A little infant birth burp. Like a baby might burp. But there was no sicked up breast milk coming out of me. It was just sausage roll and brown sauce. Sorry. Settle.
4th of January.
Right. The Christella Christmas guests have left now. God knows why they come here for Christmas. We don't do food. You know, it's all self-catering, and the ovens are tiny. And three of the four ovens that we've got don't work, and the one that does work is in my bedroom. I cook the waffles all night long. Dad cried today at the passing of another Christmas. He doesn't think he'll have many more, with his facilities still intact. Cecil's 74 in 4 days. This evening I ate my way through 5 Viennettas.
5th of January. My birthday's not in January, Paul.
No, shut up. Artistic licence, Cecil. Artistic licence. 5th of January. Well, the radio shows don't start up for a while, so until they do, I plan on spending my time as unproductively as possible. In this time, I plan to do the following. Number one, nothing. Number two, slobbing around. Number three, maybe try and watch the entire Knight Rider series. And number four, might have a shower, might not.
5th of January.
Oh, what a night. The new neighbours were making a hell of a racket. I didn't get to sleep till 5:32 a.m. It's a very specific time, isn't it, Cecil, that
yes.
I mentioned?
Yes, it
is. The utter bastards, anyway. I wonder how long they will last. You know, they've got my smell to deal with. It wafts out of the window and through to their window. I know it does.
It certainly does.
I don't give them a year. Then, of course, there's Mum's miserable social etiquette. She doesn't like anyone at all. And she hasn't really talked to a stranger for 8 years. Good on you, Mum. Go on, lass.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. There's no 6th of January there. There's 2 5th of Januarys. Don't know if you noticed that. I certainly didn't.
No, I didn't either.
Interesting.
Well, that's the end of this first reading for your diary, Paul.
Yeah.
Now, yes, let's cast our minds back to 2003. We were still using a dial-up internet connection, weren't we, Paul?
Oof.
You couldn't go on the phone line, could you?
No.
If you wanted to look on the internet at images of Thor Heard, it took you forever.
Didn't even think that that was a thing that you could do back then, Cecil. Never even thought about it. 2003, Shane Ritchie was number 3 with I'm Your Man in the UK charts.
Ooh.
Girls Aloud were number 2 and Will Young was at number 1.
Right.
And that's all I can find out on this webpage that's of interest. The James Bond film Die Another Day with, what's his name? Billy Pierce. Not Billy Pierce. I'd like to see Billy Pierce as a James Bond. I think he'd be quite good at it. A bit camp, but a bit fun.
Yes.
Billy Pierce Brosnan. Would be good, I think, if anyone's interested in that. Making that a reality.
Mm.
I don't think I am.
No, me neither.
All right, well, that'll do us, I think, for the first diary podcast. Sorry to short shrift you, but, you know, that's what the book is. It's just short and tight.
Yes.
Well, see you next week. And please pay me $5.99 a month. And then I can have more delicious advocars.
Oh.
So I bid you farewell.
Bye bye.
Toodaloo.